It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Blog Talk Radio.
Broadcasting live
from an undisclosed location in the universe with Iggy Garcia
and Adrian Arts. Join us as we explore the holistic, metaphysical,
and the spiritual realms every Monday night at
7
p.m.
on WinthInsightsRadio.com.
Welcome to WinthInsightsRadio.com. I am Iggy Garcia.
And I'm Adrian Art.
And this is with InsightsRadio.com presentation. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe, a holistic metaphysical forum and intuitive readings for the next 90 minutes or so. We're going to be here. We're going to share. We're going to talk. We're going to just be ourselves, talk about what's on our mind, what's happening, and hopefully you guys can keep up. So, Adriana, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
I'm doing okay. we both sound kind of, hey.
Yeah, that's about where I'm at, I guess. Hey.
Hey, today's the Hey Show.
Uh-huh.
Anyhow, usually we talk about what we did over the weekend, but I'm not sure if you did a whole lot or if I did a whole lot, but I'll get started. I'll start so you can think about what you did this weekend. just clearing and decluttering and de-junking. That was kind of the 1 minute change video I made the other day about, you know, going through your old stuff, getting rid of the things that you have and things that don't serve you, and just cut the cords with it. That's kind of what I've been doing over the weekend. Not a whole lot of excitement. But feels good, though. Feels good to let go of stuff. And you look at things, you're going, wow, do I need this? Do I want this? Nah, get rid of it. So that was my weekend. Sounds so exciting.
Well, some weekends are like that. That's what you need to do. Lighten the load.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I am now watching a new show. It's actually a second season. I sent you a text about it. Is Sharananga or whatever? I forget what it's called. It's kind of a mythical story about a post-apocalyptic Earth where you know, man destroyed himself, and whatever was left of man is there, and then all the offshoots and all the different beings that came from there, the gnomes, the dwarfs, the rovers, the trolls, the elves, all kind of spawn off of that. It's a pretty interesting show. I watched the first series. David kind of got me hooked on it. It's about druids, and the druid is the magic medicine man of those times. And this second series is pretty good. I think I watched six of them last night. I got hooked. I think there's six more. It's just one of the things, when I get on a show like that, I kind of get hooked on it. But I like the fantasy world, you know, and the possibilities of, you know, other lives and other, you know, types of beings other than human beings. But, yeah, you should check it out if you have a time. I know you have a whole list of stuff that you watch.
What year does it take place in? When was this supposed to
be? It's after... It doesn't really say, but it's after a nuclear holocaust, after the nuclear, after man has wiped himself out. So It's far into the future. It's far into the future. And all these other, on the tree, the kind of, they have a blood, like, at the beginning has like a little line of like blood where people shoot off, kind of like a family tree, where man evolves into different types of creatures. So it's pretty cool. It's pretty interesting. It's some parts sometimes are kind of hokey, but when they get into the metaphysical part of it, the spiritual part of it, it's pretty interesting. I like it. I like shows like that.
Yeah.
Kind of has a Game
Very
of Thrones
good.
Appeal too. People get people get knocked off. No one's safe. I think that's the new trend. Even the good guys go. Not like shows when we used to watch as kids where the good guy never died. The bad guys would die, but the good guy would never die, but not on this one. This one, when you least expect it, your main character is gone.
Yeah, at some point in our time, the bad guy became the hero, didn't he? He's the one that survives movies and stuff nowadays. I said, so at some point in our time, the bad guy became the hero, didn't he? Instead of the good guy surviving.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that you...
Movies.
Yeah, it's funny you say that, because in the show, too, that kind of happens. I mean, the bad guy could be perceived as a hero to some degree,
mm-hmm.
you know? Because the premise of this mm-hmm. particular episode, this show, is about getting rid of magic. You know, they feel that the druids and all these magical people who have magic are the cause why the earth is in such a peril now, why things are going so wrong, because of magic. If there wasn't magic, nothing would have happened. There would have been no evil. There would have been nothing. So you got one guy trying to eradicate magic and all them people with sorcery and powers, and yet he has some kind of ability where magic doesn't affect him. So it's kind of funny. It's kind of, I don't want to give away the show too much, because I think you'd like it. You'd like it.
Well, it sounds like I should give it a try.
Yeah, just give it a try. Be patient with it.
Mm.
But you might want to watch the first season so you kind of know what's going on in the second season.
Oh, I would. If I was going to start something and start it from the beginning, I don't like to feel lost or just... I can't get into series like that, just hop right in the middle somewhere and, you know, go on. I have to start from the beginning, just like with any task.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wanted to talk a little bit today about... a topic that I'm working on right now. I'm getting ready to embark on a project called documentary. I'm going to be creating a documentary about self-healing, spontaneous healing here in the urban setting, instead of going to the jungles or to India, different places like that. I'm going to do a series of interviews with people and who have been healed and people who are facilitators or healers, whatever the way they identify themselves, and kind of create a story and share and how alternative medicines help people, and how alternative medicine sometimes is the only answer for some people, because is it a placebo effect? I'm going to kind of explore, you know, is it a mind over matter thing? And so that's my new journey that I'm going to be working on, my new project. I'm pretty excited about it. I've already started putting out a call to people to send me their stories, send me their stories and share their videos or about why or how, you know, they were either affected by self-healing, spontaneous healing, or, you know, some type of, metaphysical work, holistic work upon their body, and where they saw a complete change. But also, I'm also curious about how modern medicine, people who take modern medicine, for example, people who are on chemotherapy, for example, why some people heal and why others don't. I'm curious to know why maybe the ones who don't heal, is it because they waited too long, or is it just part of their mind, you know? So it's going to be an interesting journey. It's something I've been wanting to do for a while, and I've kind of put it off and off, but I've been writing little things about it, how I would like to approach it. And, that's kind of what I'm going to be doing.
Sounds interesting. I saw you created a show for, what is it, Wednesday?
There's a show Wednesday because our drum circle got canceled. So I wanted to do a show, and I invited a couple healers from our community, Heidi Howes, she's a shamanic practitioner, intuitive, and Don Thompson, who's on our shows on once a month. Kind of want to get a feel for what they do. I know they've had experiences in that category where they have experienced healing, I mean, instantaneously, where they've had clients who have had healing. So we're going to be kind of dabbling into that. That show is going to be all about that, why and how and why we think we can or can't. So I'm pretty excited. That's kind of the first leg of the show, the first part of the documentary that will begin that series. And then from there out, I just start carrying out and actually doing recordings and stuff. I'm going to do this all on... Actually, I'm going to do this all on my cell phone. It's going to be like a cell phone documentary, kind of like with people who film movies on their phones. I'm going to do it with my phone. And it's going to be kind of interesting. It's going to be kind of neat. And hopefully it comes across with the message that I'm trying to portray and the message I'm trying to share to the world.
Sounds interesting.
Yeah. I don't know if you've ever had any experiences with any of the topics that I just mentioned, self-healing or spontaneous healing, where just you saw someone heal or you healed and you really didn't have an answer for that.
I think everybody has experiences, so we'll see where I fall into your documentary.
Yeah, you're going to be in it. And hopefully you'll be able to share your story if you like. If not, you know, we can at least talk a little bit about it. But yeah, it's always been kind of a fascination of mine how people see the work that we do, you know, practitioners like ourselves, and how we, when we, you know, when we channel energy, channel messages, and how people respond to that. I'm always curious. I'm kind of a skeptic, you know, when it comes to the metaphysical community and the holistic community. You know, I'm the first person who's going to say, hey, I'm going to nod my head and I'm going to think about it a little bit. There was a story that I posted on my Facebook page about a guy who does gazing. And I think his name is Bronco. And I think what he does is he just stands there and stares at everybody. Doesn't open his mouth, according to what I was watching. And he just... he gazes upon you. He sends his love through his eyes and through his your posture, his body language. And I found that really fascinating. I found that pretty interesting. And because when I posted it on my Facebook page, I was quite surprised by the responses I got. It was kind of a mixed bag about the responses. Some people were like generally enthralled, and they were really captivated by it. You know, they're like, oh my God, that's amazing, blah, blah, blah. And then there was another group that was kind of like, ah, the guy's a fake, blah, scam, blah. And the one girlfriend of mine, her name is Heather, I believe, and Melissa, both of them were kind of like skeptics because they both had done events with them. And these events that they did, they were actually there, and they were, and I'm assuming because they both live in Chicago, so it was in Chicago most likely, but they said that they were laughing about it. They were joking about it because they thought it was kind of funny. And they would just crack up when this guy would, you know, move into the stage and start staring at people. And and I was like, okay, that's interesting. I mean, but I was thinking, but you know, you're probably at work, so you're probably not connected, and you're probably not in the, you know, in alignment with what he's doing. You probably don't believe it, so it's easy for you to, you know, discount it. But I wasn't defending the guy, per se. I was just kind of playing devil's advocate a little bit. I'm like, well, who's to say that it doesn't work? I mean, you know, how do you know that it doesn't work? Then my friend, Andres Monk, he's a doctor. He's a medical doctor, and he's the one that said it was a scam. And you know, then I asked him, I said, you know, but there are people who work with x-rays, you know, every day, you know. And he goes, well, it's a measurable thing. I said, but you know, you're still affected by it. It still affects you. It doesn't matter if it's measurable. You know, it's that radiation affects the client, affects the worker over, you know, with exposure, you know, over time, you have a lot of exposure to that. It affects you, and you can't tell me that it doesn't. And, you know, he was a little snippy with me about it, but you know, that's normal. But and so that's kind of where I was heading, you know. So it's right a great message from Spirit to say, you know, this is the time to like embark on that journey you wanted to do about healing, because I believe that people heal according to what they resonate with, what they believe in, where they're at. And you know, I know there are people who are completely enthralled and completely believe that something will work, and then when it doesn't work, where does their faith go? Where does their belief go? What happens to them at that point? Do they just fall away? So it's going to be interesting, you know. Did you see the gazing post that I put on Facebook?
Yeah, I know. I saw that a long time ago. Your speaker sounds kind of funny, or your microphone, I guess. You're kind of got static or something. Yeah.
Huh.
It is on this end anyway.
Okay.
Your radio waves.
Yeah, I don't know.
Interruption.
You sound clear to me.
That's a little better now.
Okay.
But,
maybe
yeah,
I was too
I
close to
that,
the mic.
Yeah, maybe. I saw that a long time ago, actually. But, you know, I think that's a typical response no matter what type of alternative medicine or healing that someone does. That's going to be a typical response. You'll have people that practice and believe in Western medicine say, oh, it's a scam, and there's a lot of non-believers, you know. And then you'll have other people that will have faith and believe in it. So I don't think there's anything really unusual about the response that you got on that video. That's going to happen in any type of alternative medicine that you present to someone. So.
Yeah. You know, it was funny when I saw that video. It reminded me of our friend Tony. It was funny. He could, for like 1 second, like a glance, it reminded me of Tony. And I sent it to Tony, and Tony's like, yeah, that guy's still at my gig. It was funny. But, yeah, I found that, I don't know why it captivated me, because Tony does that. Tony gives you that stare sometimes like that. He'll look at you like that. And his hair is white, you know, like this guy is long. And so I found it pretty pretty funny. But it does conjure up some kind of emotion. It does conjure up some kind of feeling. Because I'm looking at the video right now as we're talking, because I just wanted to see what kind of feelings I get. And, you know, there's a sense of laughter. There's a sense of curiosity. There's a sense of, what's this guy, what's he doing? You know, it's like, and I know he, and according to the video, he charges like $8 for people. And then some people pay thousands of dollars to see him. So I think the question was about scamming was when people were like, well, why does he just do it for free? And, you know, and I'm like, well, why does a doctor not do his work for free, you know, or her work for free? And I think there's a misconception. There's a misconception that, you know, because it's a metaphysical or holistic approach to healing, that you're supposed to just give it away. And, you know, that knowledge and everything that you bring along, you know, it's valuable. It's part of the universe. It's part of your work. And kind of like if you went to study, you know, and you went to college and you got your degree in medicine, you know, you expect to be compensated for the time and effort you put into things. But there is this hidden agenda between white coat medicine and, you know, alternative medicine. You know, they try to downplay it and make it look like it's new age. But I hate to tell you, people, but a lot of it's not new age. A lot of it's very ancient medicine, very ancient techniques, very ancient ways of doing things before modern medicine was even around. You know, I mean, I'm glad we have modern medicine because it has its place too. You know, if I break my leg, I don't want someone blowing sage on it. I want someone to put in a cast and reset it, you know, so everything has its place. Everything has its purpose. But, you know, it's kind of unexplainable. Sometimes you can't explain, you know, what happens in the metaphysical world and in the holistic world, in this unseen world. Manifests, and we sometimes don't have a scientific answer or a way to prove what happened, but it does. You know, medicine and science is very locked into that, well, it has to have the scientific method, and it has to be proven, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, there's a lot of things in science that, does, you know, you apply the, you know, scientific method, and it doesn't work.
Yeah, science is one of the worst things that ever happened to religion, I've heard. Because it knocks people's belief in a god or a higher being.
Yeah, you can't put God in a bottle. You can't put him in a box or her.
Yeah.
You know, because that's not how it works.
You can't put faith in there either. And a lot of healing comes by faith alone.
Yes, that is true. I mean, scientifically, you know, science says it's even been proven that this, you know, spontaneous healing does occur, and healing, you know, laying on hands occurs. Greg Braden, he's a well-known, you know, speaker and metaphysician and, you know, author, and he does everything very scientifically as much as possible. They did a healing session, not necessarily him, but in China they have a hospital where all they do, and it's an experimental hospital, all they do is they lay hands upon people, and they have this one scenario where this person had had a tumor, a cancerous tumor, and they showed like the ultrasound or whatever, and they got all these people around this particular person, and I don't know if they held hands or put their hands out, but they reduced the tumor. It came down. I don't know if it disappeared or not, but it made a big significant, you know, kick in it where it made it smaller, and it was shown as they were doing it. So I do believe it happens. I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if the people who actually are facilitating, if they believe that they can do it, or if they believe they can channel that energy through. I know we've had people in our circle come and want healing and things done, and we have one friend whose wife had a stroke, and you know, and I can see that they want to heal, and she wants to heal, and they want to get better. And I wonder sometimes what goes to their mind if they're thinking that there's going to be a miraculous healing. She's just going to get up and walk. And I find it really interesting because, you know, our friend Tim shared his story about a girl who was at a church and they prayed for her and they did whatever they did. And, you know, and she got up and she ran around the church. But as soon as, I guess, she left, you know, hours later, she was back in the wheelchair, you know, so it's really, you know, those are the kind of things that interest me. You know, I'm kind of curious why, you know, why do we do that? What happens?
Yeah.
What happens? What do you think happens?
I don't know. I'd say that's on a case-by-basis, and I haven't, witnessed whatever that case in particular was, so I really can't say what happens. I do believe that people can be healed by their faith, whether it's in hands-on healing or a faith in God or goddesses to heal.
Mm-hmm.
And a person's faith has a lot to do with the outcome. But, you know, that's kind of true in a lot of things, not just healing. When you say go out and start your first job ever and you really don't have any experience behind you and you're afraid your first day, you go to work your first day and you're afraid because you've never done this before. You don't have this experience, and what if you fail? You have all these thoughts going into your first day of work to this job that you're not experienced in. And when you get there, you have to tell yourself, well, go on, just go. Just go there, get it over with. You know, I'll be able to do it when I get there. I'll figure it out. I have to. You kind of tell yourself you'll figure it out. you don't really have a choice. You believe in yourself enough that you're going to figure it out. It's kind of the same thing. It's all in your mind as far as, do you believe in yourself? Do you believe in what you're putting out there? Do you believe in what you're allowing to come into your life, into your... Do you believe in this person that's laying hands on you or praying or putting a prayer cloth on you or running Reiki, you know? Do you believe in that? If you don't believe in that, that person's wasting their time with you. And that's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe in the healing that someone's performing on you, then it's pretty much going to be rendered useless. Because your mind's already stopped it. Your mind talks to every cell in your body.
Right.
You have a damaged cell, your mind can tell that cell to heal. Your mind believes and can see that cell being healed. That cell can heal. Your body has responses to healing. You know, if you doubt, you have doubt, then there's a good chance you're going to have a failure. You have to believe. You have to have that faith in there that what you're doing is the right thing, that it's going to work, that it's the right thing for you or the right way to go.
Is it possible... Not that you have an experience in it, but is it possible that someone could heal and not expect the healing, though, even though they don't maybe believe?
Well, I believe in miracles. I believe anything's possible if it's meant to be.
Right.
Is that
a
good
answer? I mean, there's... Yeah, well, the word is miracle, you know, because you said miracle, and I think that's a loaded word, but that says a lot too. The miracles do happen.
Well,
you
get the idea.
Yeah, and
that goes back to a belief, my belief that they exist, that they're real, that they do happen. I think miracles happen every day. We just don't see them on the news or hear about them.
Yeah, I believe that. I believe that wholeheartedly. That's for sure. Miracles happen every day.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe in miracles.
You know,
I believe that things.
Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish. You were starting. Go ahead.
Sometimes you don't know. Sometimes a person is sort of like a conduit for a miracle, and they might not even realize it. Sometimes a simple act or action towards another human being brings about the result of a spontaneous healing or a miracle of some sort. And the person won't even be aware that they're part of the facilitation of that, and the person that's the receiver, the benefit of it, isn't aware at the time either. Sometimes you don't know why things happen or how they work that way. You just know that it is. Not everything has an answer, or definitely doesn't have a scientific answer to everything. There's plenty of things that are unexplainable in this world still. Tell a scientist to tell you everything about the human brain, and they can't. They're not that smart.
Right.
They don't know how it all works. So,
no, they don't.
No.
They act like they do.
Uh-huh.
I know. It's a series of neurons firing and not firing, blah, 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 blah. There's a physical aspect that I find interesting about, you know, how the spirit and the physical work together. And I always find that pretty pretty amazing how when they're both in kind of in alignment, they work better. But when we're out of alignment, how it affects our spirit, our body, and everything, how, you know, how we are, how we think. You know, you said or something earlier about the mind, how powerful the mind is and what it can
mm-hmm.
do. And, you know, when we put our mind to things, you know, we can create beautiful things, or we can create amazing dysfunction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought. We're going to come right back. Hold your thought. And let's go to a little break real quick. And for those of you who are listening to the show, the call number is 646-595-3440. We'll be right back.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to WithInsightsRadio.com. I'm Niggy Garcia. I'm here with Adriana Arts. Today we're talking about self-healing and spontaneous healing, and what we think, how we think, and how we approach it, and, you know, what no one really has an answer how it happens or how it works, but we did agree to something that, you know, does kind of start with your mental capacity about how you believe things, and how once you believe that and how it goes into your heart, your spirit, and your soul, and it moves through you. I find that pretty true, because I coach soccer with, you know, little kids, young kids, and, you know, just what they say to themselves, you know, can be a positive thing, a positive motivator, or actually, you know, apprehend them to not learn and not to become better. So our minds are powerful. I do agree with you, Adriana, when you said that our minds are powerful. Our minds are a big part of the key, how we move in and how we flow through our lives, and how we're able to get into these states of healing and these states of dysfunction as well.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah. Now, the self-healing aspect, where we actually are able to heal ourselves, I think a lot of people have that. I think a lot of people have that capacity to actually find ways to heal themselves. And then there are others who need, you know, some counseling, some work, some guidance to get them to where they need to be. But finding those moments where you can heal yourself and do well for yourself is valuable, very important. I know that I try to find that in the clients that I work with, the people I work with, to help themselves find the answers that they're looking for versus me giving them answers. It's easy for somebody to give anyone answers and say, well, this is what you should do, and this is what I did, or whatever. I mean, your experience, your personal experience is also a guide to how you're able to maneuver and move through things, and I get that. But sometimes we get stuck. Sometimes we need a little help, and sometimes we need a little push, and I think that's why the metaphysical community is in the alternative medicine community is big in my life, because there's other ways to approach things. It doesn't have to always be one way. It doesn't have to be a cookie cutter way. I find that they can do things in a way that, you know, that modern medicine can't do. Like I do sweat lodges, I do drum circles, you know, I facilitate these things. I do soul retrievals and work that you know, taking people into meditations and trances. And I find that, you know, they find the pieces and the parts that they need to work through. And does it always work? I don't know, you know. You know, they say, yeah, they did fine, they moved through it. And some people feel like they've had some kind of closure with the pains and the sufferings they had. And there are others who'd say, well, I feel better, but I still kind of have it in my mind, still moving through it. And it's just a process. It's a process. It's just like being in a relationship or a partnership with somebody, but you're in a partnership and a relationship with yourself, what you're willing to give and take for you, what you're able to bring in and allow into your life.
Do you think a person that puts themselves in a meditative trance is hypnotizing themselves?
Well, like all hypnosis is self-hypnosis, so we're always hypnotizing ourselves. So, yeah, I mean, what happens in a meditative state.
Let's say you're working with someone and you're putting them into, taking them into a trance. Are you hypnotizing them?
Mm-hmm.
Is this,
well, actually, they hypnotize
like
them. No, they hypnotize themselves. They allow that process to occur. I can't hypnotize anybody. The only person who can be hypnotized is the person who wants to accept the commands or whatever that I allow. Because, see, I invite people to be able to open their eyes and come out of state because I don't have control of it. I'm only guiding them. So we all hypnotize ourselves.
Sort of
no one can
similar,
actually... No. Go ahead.
This is sort of similar to the guy on the stage kind of healing people with a stare. He's kind of doing the same thing then. He's inviting them by invitation. And if they believe,
sure,
then
mm-hmm,
and they allow themselves to be healed through his stare, it's kind of the same thing there.
Right. And
so
he invites them
to
that space.
It kind of comes down to the person's mind and their belief. And if they're going to believe in this healer, A, in the way that
mm-hmm,
he's presenting the healing, if their mind is going to accept it, or if they're going to laugh at it or be a disbeliever and run out of the room,
mm-hmm,
basically. But a
yeah,
person's willpower,
like,
and mind is the willpower is also in there. Do I stay and believe
that this man
is going to help me? Right?
Mm-hmm.
So. Interesting. It's kind of just, it's the same. It's just a different way of doing it from the man on the
yep,
stage doing it with a gaze.
That's why when people were kind of attacking him a little bit, I was like, you know, you can't really knock it, because if it's working, then it's a positive thing. But I think
mm-hmm,
it challenges our belief systems is what it does. It challenges our belief systems about who we are, how we think we are, what we believe in, what other people around us believe in. And if it's not in alignment with us, then it's difficult for us to share that story. He's just sharing his story and how he has helped others. And by
uh-huh,
gazing at people, he's inviting them. Like I said, any hypnotherapist that I've ever talked to, they tell me that they can't hypnotize you. And the teachings that I had, no one can hypnotize you unless you are willing to be hypnotized. You can't just be hypnotized. We hypnotize ourselves when we put ourselves in the states of receiving. We can be hypnotized by watching TV, but we put ourselves in that capacity to receive the information. So it puts us in a frame of mind. It puts us in a place where we are lost in the story. So when do we come out of it? Well, probably when the credits come on. You know, we're not engaged anymore. So all hypnosis is self-hypnosis. We hypnotize ourselves. Wake up. Wake up. Everybody up. You know, just like this show. we hypnotize ourselves by listening and being
uh-huh,
enthralled and listening to what we're both saying. Now, can I literally go and hypnotize somebody? Me personally? You know, I can't hypnotize anybody. I can't do it. It's not possible. I can't go.
You talk them into a meditative
magic words.
State.
Yeah, I can take them.
You can talk
on
them
a journey,
into a meditative state. Right.
But they.
What would you?
They allowed it. They allowed it. That's why it's self hypnosis, because they allowed the process. If you don't want to be hypnotized, you don't get hypnotized. Is my point. My point is, if you don't want to be hypnotized, you will not be hypnotized. I don't care how good the hypnotist he thinks he is or she is, you won't. You won't. Unless, but people are really curious. People are really curious about hypnosis. And when the guy who raises his hand and, you know, on the stage goes, "Who wants to be hypnotized?" and invites everybody up on the stage, well, those people jump on the stage. They're the first ones. "Yeah, me, I want to be hypnotized. Hypnotize me. Tell me my life." You know, they jump up there. They're already willing participant. They're already in the process. They're already the perfect candidate to receive the, you know, the patterns and the messages and the inflections in the voice and the things that he's going to share and how they get him into the state and to relax them. That's allowing hypnosis to occur. Now, for me to actually hypnotize you, unless you can't. I mean, from what I've been taught, you just can't hypnotize somebody out of the blue. People just get hypnotized by watching, you know, the clock sometimes and listening to the tick-tock, you know. But that's a good, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought that up.
So then the same
yeah, because,
could very well apply to if the person doesn't believe that they can be hypnotized, then they won't be. But if they believe that they can be hypnotized, then they will be. You can apply the same thing to healing then. If the person believes that they can be healed, it's all still in the mind. It all goes back to the mind.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, the mind is very, very, very keen and very powerful. That's where our filing cabinet of our life lies. That's where our stories are. That's where we are. That's where we reside. That's how we gauge the world. That's how we, you know, open up the file and we look for that file that looks like what's happening in front of us and what we did before and how we avoided that situation. We start to gather that information. You know, I think I've told you in the past stories about how when the first Spaniards came to conquer these lands, you know, down in the West Indies and all those areas, most indigenous people never saw a ship before. They never saw a white person before. They never saw anything on the horizon because they had no point of reference to what it would even look like. Sometimes there's things in front of us that we don't even see that they're there, you know, because we don't have the eye to see it. We don't see it, but there are the people who see it. Then when they point it out to us and describe to us what it is, then we have a point of reference. We can't create a reference point if we don't have one. That's why UFOs and Bigfoot are so, you know, intriguing in our culture, and why people, you know, are so, you know, captivated by it, because no one's ever really seen one. I mean, there are people who, you know, claim to see, and they've seen something. But if you've never seen a UFO, then what do you know? How do you know what a UFO looks like? If you've never seen a Bigfoot, how do you know what a Bigfoot looks like? Now we know what a Bigfoot looks like because somebody painted a picture about what a Bigfoot looks like. What if Bigfoot doesn't look like that? What if he's not as big and hairy as people say? What if Bigfoot was just a very tall man, you know, and he looked completely different? But we don't know what Bigfoot looks like because we've already created this image of what Bigfoot looks like. So we're missing Bigfoot. We're not even looking at Bigfoot because we're looking for something over here versus something that's over there. And I think that's what happens with the psychology of the mind. You know, we create these pictures and these paintings and these photos in our mind of what something should look like. And then we're hyper-focused in that direction. And that's all we see and that's all we recognize. And we're totally missing everything over here. It's like ants that live in the grass. The only thing they can see is the top, the blades of the grass. They don't even know that we even exist. But we're there. So there are things in our world, in our realm, that are right in front of us that we don't even see, that we can't even focus because we don't have the capacity to understand what that even looks like. We don't even know what that even smells like, tastes like. But from once in a while, one of us has a chance and we get a glimpse in the world. What was that? What was this? Those bells rang. My bed moved. Boom, boom, you know. Something occurs. Something happens that wasn't in the normal scope of your life. So you have a glimpse into something. Then you have an image that you create and you paint. So I find it really fascinating, you know, that when people you know, when they don't have a reference point, you know, they don't know how to explain something. It's unexplainable. I've never seen it before. It was just a light. It just happened, and I don't know. You know, there are colors, you know, even though there's, you know, the color scope that we have, there are colors that have not been seen yet because we haven't had the reference points to see them. There's the color blue for a long time was never seen. It wasn't seen. I mean, because no one knew what blue was until somebody said, well, this is blue. You can Google that and you find that out because, you know, there's different, you know, the light and the white light, there's different refractions and things. And then our eyes can only see so many colors. So we're only able to see so many things, and then shadows and things that are cast, and you know, we can see anything and anything when we put our mind into that space. It's all spooky business.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to take a caller. I'm going to take a caller here, see what's on their mind, see what's going on, what's happening, see if they want to share a little bit about healing or spontaneous healing, something that occurred to them, or if they want a reading. All righty. Let's go to the phone lines. Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello. You are on the air. Okay, they must be listening. Put them back on the mute. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Oh, hi. My name is Dharma.
Hi. What's your name?
Hi.
Hello, I just wanted to ask a relationship question.
Okay.
Are you doing reading?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, I've just been seeing this man named Chris for the past few months since October. Just wondering if you see that continuing.
Now, for some reason, I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if Adriana heard what you said, so maybe.
No, she's kind of breaking up.
So they've been seeing this man named Chris since October, and I'm just wondering if you see that continuing.
Oh, relationship. Oh,
okay.
A man named Chris.
I gotcha. Well, I pulled a card for you, and it's the Fox card. It's about being adaptability, adapt to changes that are happening. There are things going on right now about. If you could, I'm gonna put you on mute, then I'll bring you back on because we're getting some feedback. But don't hang up because we'll give you a reading. Okay, hold on. So what I picked up on your card is the Fox. It's about adaptability, adapt to changes that are happening. There are things happening right in front of you that you aren't even aware of, okay? So there are situations playing out. I don't know if it's with Chris or somebody else, but there's something happening where you know anything about Fox. Fox is a very mysterious creature. Fox, when you think it's living out by the trees, it's actually living underneath your porch. And so there are some things happening that you have to take care of at home first. Spirits tell me there's something happening at home that you need to take care of, move it out, move through it, sift through it, and work through it. There's a blanket of snow, okay, in this reed and it's kind of blurry. So Chris isn't very clear to me. I don't see Chris very, very good in this picture. He's got his Fox medicine on, so he's just kind of hiding at this moment for some reason. Don't know why, I'm not sure, but he's a little bit in the snow. He's a little bit lost, and I don't see you guys moving quite freely right now at this moment, but there are some issues that you need to take care of at home, some things that are happening there that you need to look at and look through. And I don't know if Adriana has anything that she wants to add to that read.
I really don't see him around a lot, so I'm kind of like you. It's almost like he's blurry on my end, so I'm not sure if that means that it's, you know, temporary or if it's just that there's a lot of uncertainty in maybe what you think or feel when you are together with him. So. It's not really
and
clear
that's what
for
we have for
either.
You.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. You're welcome.
Thank you, Ian.
It was a little bit blurry for me. I couldn't quite get a good handle on that one. Chris is out in the blizzard somewhere. Not sure what you're doing out there, but he's there. All right, let's go over here. Hello, welcome to the show. All right, I'm going to assume that you are just going to be listening. So put you back on mute. All right, let's see. All right, for those of you who want a reading, the number is 646-595-3440. And again, 646-595-3440. We're going to take a really quick break. We're going to come right back. And we're going to see where we're at, and we're going to see where else we can travel down this road of this metaphysical and this holistic journey that we're on right now. And you're listening to Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts, and we shall return.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com, your free online resource for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With Insights Radio is a listener-supported radio station, and your donations are greatly appreciated. We cover a variety of topics, interviews surrounding the metaphysical and holistic and natural medicine, alternative healing modalities, and much more. Thank you for tuning in to WithInsightsRadio.com.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio Network, your free online holistic publication resource radio for trusting your intuition, achieving self-discovery, and following your soul self.
Welcome back to Iggy Garcia and Adriana Arts. We are live here with Insights Radio, and we hope you're enjoying our show. And we've just been talking a little bit about healing, self-healing, the mind, you know, what the powers to be, what happens in there. Who really knows what happens there, but something happens. Something's moving us. Something's moving us, that's for sure. Well, where would you like to go from here? We can call it a night, or we can continue talking, or it's up to you.
I'm going to bed.
Okay. Sounds good. Deservingly right. So, what closing thoughts do you want to have? What closing thoughts do you want to leave with our listeners?
Well, you know, it's everything's all about what's in your mind and how you receive it, how you process it, if you believe it. And I can apply to a lot of things, not just healing. So keep your mind open, and if you feel like you have any blockages, then try to meditate and get through them, get past them. You do have the power in your mind to do so. And just try to keep an open mind about things, allow things to move. Some things aren't always comfortable. Some things that involve change might not feel comfortable. But try to keep your mind open to allow the process, and maybe it's not as bad as it seems. So, that's about it.
Very good.
Kind of like a read. It's kind of like a read.
Like what?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you being on the air with me tonight. I'm going to send you to bed. I'm going to hang on here for a little bit in case somebody else needs to call in and share. I want to share a couple more thoughts, but yeah, I want to thank you for joining me like you usually do on Mondays there. I know they can be hard and taxing because you work during the day. So I'm very appreciative of you sharing and being here.
I appreciate you too.
Yeah, I can't do the show without you for some reason, but it just doesn't flow well when you're not on the air with me. It's more fun when you have somebody to talk to and someone to bounce things off with, you know, other than just talking to yourself and listening to yourself. But,
yeah. Well, I appreciate you,
all right,
too,
well,
and for the opportunity.
Yeah.
So.
Absolutely.
You take care.
Well, you have a nice evening.
Good night, everyone out there. Good night. Have a good week, and keep those minds open and keep your faith strong, whatever it is. All right. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, I want to thank Adriana for being on the air. She's had a long day. Actually, she had a long week last week, so it's always a pleasure to have her on here. She is a good team member. We share a lot. We do stuff together with our other friends, and you know, she's a very, very excellent reader, so if you ever want to get a reading from her, she's pretty on. Pretty spot. I'm going to pull a card for everybody here real quick. I'm going to shuffle through here really fast and give a reading for everybody today, something they can take with them. Let's see what we got here. All right. So I pulled a card, and this card is, it's the Lion. The Lion card, courage, ask for what you want. All right, if you know anything about the lion is African Plains creature. I mean, this particular lion, this is the typical lion that you see, the big ones, the big with the big mane. Lion's just saying, you know, be courage, ask for what you want, don't be afraid, you know, go in there and just do it. Lions are pretty particular, you know, they don't kill discriminately. They actually have a purpose. So when the lion's out there doing stuff, you know, he or she has a purpose, has a plan. So when you're going to try to go into your courage, go into where you need to be, you know, have a little bit of patience. Have a little bit of, you know, understanding, you know, of your surroundings. Have a little understanding of what you really want, what you truly want. And then when you make that decision, you know, build up the courage, you know, what you want, and be there and accept that and let it flow through you. Let it be with you. So that's my read for the lion. That's the read for today. And lions are cute. They're fun, especially the ones at the zoo. They're pretty big. I feel bad for them. But this Wednesday coming up, I'm going to be on the air with, with Don Thompson and Heidi Howells. Don Thompson is actually, she's an intuitive reader, she's a medium, and she has her own practice here in Columbus. And Heidi Howes is an intuitive shaman and healer. They're going to be on the air with me, and we're going to be sharing, we're going to be talking about spontaneous healing. We're going to be talking about, you know, self-healing and, you know, the power of love and what that means and how it works through us, with us. I asked them to come on because they do the work. And they're constantly, you know, entrenched in their community, doing what they do. They work with a group of people that they have, and they have a sphere of influence among their members in their community and people that they work with. So I know that they've had situations. I know they've had, you know, testimonials from people, testimonials from themselves of what has occurred. And you know, the three of us are going to be having just kind of like little table talk. We're going to share, we're going to talk, we're going to be on there, we're going to talk about what's happening, you know, what we think, how we see it. And will we have answers? I'm not sure, but, you know, the thing is, we're going to get there, we're going to be doing that. But hopefully you can tune in. That's at 8 o'clock this Wednesday, here right on here with Insights Radio.
on the Blog Talk Radio Network. And we're gonna just kind of talk and share and talk about that, because creating this documentary, that's kind of the thing that we need to do, find people who do this work. But that's all I really have for today, and I wanted to just thank everybody for being here and taking a moment out of their busy schedules in their evening to listen to what we have to say sometimes and what we have to share. And so it's always a pleasure to be here, and I really thank you very much for tuning in. If you want more information about what we do here with Insights, just go to withinsightsradio.com or egarcia.com, and just see, look at the work we do. We're on Facebook also. Look for us there. But with that, I want to say thank you very much. Ho'oponopono, much love. And you guys have a nice evening. Take care of yourselves. Be well. And we'll see you next time. All righty. Bye-bye.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.